Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Brandon Bigsby with you for 30 more minutes, broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Talking college football for the final two segments of the show. Again, Vandy men's basketball coming up at the bottom of the hour, pregame with Kevin and Tim as the Commodores start the Battle for Atlantis tournament, taking on Western Kentucky. Vanderbilt football in Knoxville this weekend. 2:30 kickoff, 1 o'clock pregame on 102.5 The Game and 94.9 The Fan. And Corey, Vandy obviously needs to win that game to have any shot to make the college football playoff. You're not getting in at 9-3. And the way the rankings are sorting out right now, it might be tough for them to get in at 10-2.
Yep.
Last night, I was fully expecting Vanderbilt to at least move up one spot over Utah.
Yep.
Right? Like, Vandy, they got their style points against Kentucky. They were up 45-3 in that game before pulling the starters. They made a statement. Utah was down 10 with 2 minutes left to a bad Kansas State team and gave up 47 total points to Kansas State. And for some reason, the committee didn't seem to value Vanderbilt's win more than Utah's win. So Vandy stays at 14, still behind Utah, Miami, BYU. If they want to get into the playoff, you have to be in the top 10.
Well, it still has to be brand at this point, right? Because if you put a Gator or an LSU or an Auburn on the side of that helmet with their resume, they're in the top 12, right?
I would think so. Vanderbilt has a better strength of record, which it is not the end-all be-all. There has to be other factors in there, and I know the committee has said the eye test. Yesterday, for some reason, they referenced Carson Beck's passing yards over the last 3 weeks as a reason why Miami moved up. Well Diego Pavia has like 1,200 passing yards in the last three games.
They need to stop talking because they just keep contradicting themselves.
Or making 6-7 jokes like they did last night on the rankings reveal. I don't understand. Again, Vanderbilt, better strength of record. The eye test is part of it. I mean, Notre Dame dropped 70 on Syracuse this past weekend trying to continue to get style points. But Vandy has a better strength of record than Notre Dame, Miami, and Utah, and sits behind all three of them heading into the final week of the regular season.
By the way, I think Notre Dame had 42 points on the board after running a total of 5 offensive plays.
They did. They had 2 pick sixes in that game. I said yesterday, Syracuse, those players had families. I don't know. Notre Dame left. There was no mercy on the field on Sunday.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when you're scoring on defense and special teams, what do you want them to do? I mean.
Right. I mean, I don't. Right. And I get it. This is not the NFL where every game means the same.
And by the way, like, they're all getting paid now. So
yes,
I don't think that standard necessarily applies that we used to have with college players. They're all pros now. They're all getting paid.
That's true.
They can take their lumps. That was a road game against a top 25 team. That was impressive, but no, I mean, Vanderbilt's their strength of schedule. You know, they had 3 wins that were over top 15 teams when they played them. They can't help it that those teams faded. That's not their fault. It happened. The Utah thing is troubling, but like, I'm confident if they were to beat Tennessee this weekend, they will leapfrog Utah in the standings. There would be no ignoring that, no denying that. That would have to happen. You know, the question is, can they leapfrog Miami? Can they leapfrog somebody else, or do they need somebody else to lose? And I always say this stuff never happens like you think it's going to. There's going to be somebody who loses this weekend who you don't expect to, because that just happens. I mean, maybe it's Alabama against Auburn. Maybe it's, you know, Notre Dame against whoever they're playing. Maybe, you know, I don't know. But history says somebody's going to lose who shouldn't, you know. And again, Vanderbilt has to win at Tennessee, and that's kind of a toss-up right now. I think we would all agree to that. That's a 50-50 game. But, you know, for them to not be, you know, in a better spot is troubling. And it just seems like we keep hearing these excuses made for these other teams that don't hold water against Vanderbilt. because you could make those same arguments for Vanderbilt, but they don't. And I don't understand why, you know, I don't understand their desire to keep Vanderbilt out. They're a great story. They're a great story. I mean, they have the quarterback is a great story. The team is a great story. It's a hot city in America. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. But, you know, I'm interested to see, you know, if they get held out at 10-2, not just what their reaction is. What is Greg Sankey's reaction to the entire situation?
I agree. And I think a top 20 road win against your rival this weekend, if Vandy can go in and beat Tennessee, you would hope that bumps you over Utah. I mean, it would have to, right? Like, that is a huge data point that would put Vandy over Utah. I would hope it puts them over Miami, too. Like, Miami, they have the Notre Dame win, but that's really the only thing they have to hang their hat on.
Yep.
They lost to Louisville. They lost to SMU. I think a win this weekend has to put Vandy over those two teams. And then you need one of the other SEC teams to lose. That you need Oklahoma or Alabama to lose, because there's not going to be six teams out of the SEC that get in. One of those teams has to lose, because their 10-2 resume wise is clearly above your 10-2 with the wins that those two teams have. Alabama has a win against you. So you're rooting hard for LSU and Auburn this weekend, because I think that is the one big domino outside of your own game that needs to fall if Vandy's going to get into the playoff.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, right now it seems impossible to think that LSU would beat Oklahoma, especially after the way they played against Western Kentucky. But I'm just telling you, every year there's one of these games that happens that you don't expect to happen. I mean, or more. I mean, you know, Ole Miss losing to Kentucky, you know. LSU losing at Florida last year. You know, nobody saw that coming, but it happened.
Right.
And, you know, so, and it may not happen. I'm not an idiot, but I'm just saying history says somebody's going to lose who you don't expect. Now, it might be Texas A&M. It might be Ole Miss. It might be a team that's safe, all right? And so they lose, but they're safe. And so that remains to be seen. But, you know, all you can do is put your best foot forward. And I guess, you know, either way, all this does is create more steam for a 16-team field.
Yes, I think so. And you're right about Greg Sankey, of what his reaction is going to be. Maybe that's something that pushes the SEC into being in favor of a 16-team playoff, however that may appear in the next couple of years.
I'm sure the SEC would be in favor of a 2014 playoff.
Yeah, long as the auto bids don't all go to the Big Ten.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think they feel like they could get probably 12 teams in to a 2014 field.
It wouldn't be impossible. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kenny the Mailman is on the line. Kenny, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello, good friends. How are you?
Good.
Doing great.
Listen, I'm not going to let the playoff committee get me upset. It's been just a magical season for Vandy. I've never experienced anything like this in my life. They cannot ruin it for me. But I can describe to you right quickly how they do it. Have y'all ever seen an archery contest?
An archery contest? Well, I've seen people shoot bow and arrow, yeah.
Well, you can picture the target in your mind, the red, the green, the yellow circles. Well, what they do, they just put a blank target, shoot the arrow, and then run down there and draw a circle around where the arrow is.
That's a pretty good comparison.
Literally, they have a floating idea of what they want each time they describe it. They'll move teams up four times on an average win or loss. So I'm not going to let that run for me. Saturday means really more to me than getting in the playoffs. Listen to this, Corey. I'm 63 years old, okay? Do you know how many times we've had manned lunar landings on the moon?
Twice, right?
Six,
okay.
Do you know how many times Vanderbilt has won in Knoxville in my lifetime?
Six?
Four.
So it's more likely that we land on the moon.
Yeah, it's harder for Vanderbilt to win in Knoxville than men to land on the moon. So I will not take this for granted at all. I'd be happy with even a close game. So they're not going to ruin this season. It's It might be a one-of-a-kind year, but I'll always remember it, and I am buying the T-shirt.
Kenny, I'm interested in this lunar landing thing. Is that all United States landings on the moon, or is that world
landing? Yeah, we've been the only ones on the moon that we know of.
Okay, that we know of. What's on the back side of the moon, Kenny? We don't know.
We don't know, other than Pink Floyd.
Yeah, you know what? I think the Chinese just sent a drone around to the back side of the moon. I think they were the first ones to do it. So maybe they know what's there.
Well, y'all have a great day.
Later.
Thanks, Kenny. Happy Thanksgiving. Clay, we see you on the line. We will get to you on the other side. We got one more segment with you before we hand it off to Vandy Men's Basketball. The MTSU Blue Raiders will take on New Mexico State this Saturday at 2 p.m. Catch all of the action on Totally Hits 93.3 with coverage also available on the Totally Hits Nashville app and at totallyhitsnashville.com. Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Brandon Bigsby, next man up, 102.5 The Game. Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is having a coat drive this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Mount Julia Chamber of Commerce. This will be collecting newer, gently used coats and jackets and will go to Mount Juliet needy families. Also, come out and root on Vanderbilt football this Saturday with 102.5 The Game at Germantown Pub, located at 708 Monroe Street in Nashville, starting at 2 p.m. Win great prizes and cheer for Vandy as they take on the Tennessee Volunteers this Saturday at Germantown Pub. We've got just a couple more minutes with you, Jake Lyman, Corey Curtis, Brandon Bigsby, next man up. Let's go back to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Clay is on the line. Clay, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Now, Jake, I don't want you to take this personally, but yep. I decided to call because I definitely have to call when Corey's on.
All right.
I just, you know, kind of have a thing for guys that do sports locally. So, because, you know, literally when I watch the sports, that's all I watch. I don't watch the news because I don't care about who shot John. So, anyway, I don't remember a time in my lifetime when Vanderbilt, if you want to say these are the four main sports in baseball, football, basketball, men's and women's, all four teams are now ranked because the men's team got ranked 24th this week.
Averaging 103 points a game.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm actually headed to watch the game right now. But I wanted to talk about what I thought was a really cool moment last Saturday. Let's face it, there's probably never going to be another Diego Pavia at Vanderbilt.
Nope.
I mean, what this guy's done for Vanderbilt football, regardless of what the committee thinks. But, you know, this guy has put Vanderbilt football on the map. This guy has done so many things for Vanderbilt football. He's the ultimate competitor. He's a warrior. I mean, this guy has passed, I think, for like 1,300 yards in the last three games. That's pretty amazing. I think he had, 530 yards or something like that against Kentucky. And it was just a really cool moment, I think, when he did this curtain call to come out of the game. That's something I'll never forget. I kind of compare it to the game he had in his last game at First Bank. I kind of compare that to the game Shane Foster had his senior night.
Against Mississippi State? Yeah, that was a memorable game.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I'm glad I've gotten to watch this guy play for the last 2 years. I've gotten to where I don't really care, you know. I mean, I do, but I don't. If the committee doesn't want us in there, well, there's nothing we could do about that. I know that Vanderbilt's one of the best 12 teams in the country. I do know that. And I think we have a better overall football team than the University of Tennessee. And we just got to go to Knoxville Saturday and prove it.
Yeah, I mean, you get that chance. That's the great thing. And you can only beat the team that's in front of you. You can only play the games that are put in front of you. And unfortunately, you know, like you said, it's out of their hands. You know, you've got two losses that are two tough road losses, Alabama and Texas. I mean, you know, those are tough teams, tough places to play. I'll never forget the first time I saw Diego Pavia. I went to Vanderbilt football practice, and I was trying to pick out who the guy I heard was going to be the starting quarterback, and I was like, are you serious? And, you watch some guys, you watch practice, and it doesn't do it. You have no idea what they are. And then when the lights come on, they become, you know, it's like Clark Kent. It's like they come out of the phone booth. And that's Diego Pavia. And look, I'm not advocating building the guy a statue outside of First Bank Stadium, but when you talk about Vanderbilt football for the next 20, 30, 40 years, I mean, Diego Pavia is going to be one of the first names that comes up, because he is a guy, you know, who absolutely changed the culture and the performance of the football team, because he had the audacity to believe in himself and in his team, and it was infectious.
Yep, and he has an opportunity. You have a great Thanksgiving too, Clay. Thanks for calling. And he makes a good point. Sports all across Vanderbilt's campus doing well. Yep. The man coming up in just a little bit. We're going to get you off to pregame coverage here in about 2 minutes. And the women's team playing tomorrow night, Thanksgiving night, 7 o'clock tip against Oregon State. I'll be on the air on 94.9 The Fan at 6:45. Before we get out of here, Adam from Portland is on the line. Want to squeeze him in with some Titans thoughts. Adam, thanks for calling. What you got?
No, I just want to tell you guys happy Thanksgiving, man. Nashville sports sucks so bad right now. I'm thankful that we still get something to talk about, even though Nashville sports sucks. So happy Thanksgiving to you fellas.
Yeah,
Happy Thanksgiving.
I've said Vanderbilt football being good has thrown the balance of the universe off, and that's why everybody else is terrible right now, because Vanderbilt football is good, and so the galaxy is not in balance. By the way, before we go, happy Thanksgiving, and I do want to say the Vanderbilt men averaging 103 points a game, spectacular. Tennessee men, huge win yesterday over the Houston Cougars. Really good performance there. And you've got the ladies tomorrow, and they've got something special brewing. Aubrey Galvin, the freshman, I don't know if people paid attention to the game she put up the other day. 16 points, 15 assists, 9 steals as a true freshman, and she's only, what, 5'6"?
She's 5'6", playing her sixth collegiate game, and she wanted that last steal, but it got to the point where it was, you know, they got to get her out and make sure she's healthy with some big games coming up this week. But yes, Aubrey Galvin, Michaela Blakes, I'd struggle to find a backcourt more exciting to watch in the country.
I guess I'm just trying to tell everybody they're all worth watching. I know we're in football season, and that makes it tough, but just if you hear that they're on TV – okay, because I know so many games are streamed now, and you know, however you want to watch it, take the opportunity to watch some play, because there are some special players involved.
Yes, and Vandy soccer in the Elite Eight Saturday as well.
That's right, just 6:30. Clemson.
Yes, kick against TCU to go to the Final Four. Corey, hope you have a great Thanksgiving with your family. And Ava, still in studio, hope you have a happy Thanksgiving as well. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you very much, Jake. Have a good call in the game.
Appreciate it. That'll do it for us. Vandy men's basketball coming up next. Hope everyone out there has a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you on Monday on 102.5 The Game.